Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to see if I'm able to get an appointment for somebody to come put this pedestal under our washing machine.
Okay, have you?
I had called yesterday, yeah, with Home Depot.
Okay, and may I have your zip code?
78626.
626. Bear with me just a moment.
Okay.
So has Home Depot submitted an install order for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what's the name on that?
Denise Monroe.
There you are. And then can you verify the address?
308 North Carriage Hills Drive.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'm showing I can go ahead and get this scheduled for you.
Okay.
Date status. And do you have the product on site?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, because I bought the washing machine before I bought the pedestal. And so I was thinking, oh, well, they'll install it once they drop it off.
Right.
And, you know,
we're complex install. So that's, that's why that happened that way. Because if it's without a pedestal, a delivery team can install it. So our next available date for this was the 23rd. Now it's moved to the 24th this coming Wednesday, and then there's that Thursday and Friday thereafter.
Okay, Wednesday's great.
Okay, give me just a moment. First time schedule. So what will happen is on Tuesday, you'll get a call from our automated system with a 4-hour window. If you get a call from the technician, because sometimes the automated system doesn't give an accurate time frame because of the other customers on the order having different time frame requests put in and things of that nature. So if you get a call from a live human being, that'll be your technician. And if they give you a time frame, go with that over the automated system.
Okay.
Because sometimes they have to route geographically if they'll call you if the time frame given by the system is incorrect, basically. Customer Denise Monroe.
So you're going to kind of you're going to give me a time frame or?
Well, you'll get a time frame on the 23rd, but I was just advising because I get a lot of calls where the technician has called and given you a different time frame based on who they're assigning the orders to and things like that. So I just wanted to let you know in advance, if you get a call the day prior from a human, go with what the human says versus the recording.
Okay.
For your time frame. And then day of, they'll call you 30 minutes ahead of time to let you know they're en route. And unlike most delivery teams, these technicians are very big on this because they don't get paid if they don't install something. So they definitely want to make sure that you're there.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it's on my day off, so I will make sure I'm here.
And the pedestal's on site too, correct?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, it is. In the box. Still in the box.
Yes, ma'am. And please leave it that way. That way, if there's any issue with it, we're there to document it coming out of the box.
Okay.
All right. So I've got you scheduled for the 24th. Now, you obviously have our callback number, but I do want to give you your order number in the case that anything comes up so you can reach out to us. So your order number.
Yes, I'm adding this on my, I'm adding a note here. Just go ahead.
So it's 070 D like Delta, B like Bravo, 2, B like Bravo, 3. So if you call this number back and provide that order number, we'll be able to pull you right up if you need to make any changes.
Okay, so it's 070 D. B2B3.
You've got it.
All right. Awesome.
Is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You take care and thank you for speaking with me here at XPO.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.